Friends, the last class we started discussing certain sounds which were borrowed from outside and then accommodated in Tamil, and we identified them as ja, sha, sa, ha, and cha. And we also saw how they were accommodated in Tamil with the available letters there. That is to say, to take in these sounds, the Tamils have improvised or modified the letters they had earlier. That way, with a slight adjustment or modification of each letter, we could produce a new letter giving it a new sound. So, that way we had ja, sha, sa, ha, and cha. After that, we took up the formation of these letters. That is to say, I mentioned about improvisation. Improvisation is nothing but rearranging the sound or the letter. This is the Tamil letter I, as you know. With this, we try to make ja. Take the lower portion and instead of bringing it up, you take it up and bend it, it becomes ja. All these things we saw in the last class, and we did have the combination of the vowels with these letters. That is to say, this is ja with a dot above. You know, dot is an important factor, important element in Tamil language. So, you put a dot above that and it becomes a consonant. A consonant necessarily takes a vowel so that it can be pronounced easily. Ij plus a, ja. And the next vowel is a, so it has to take a marker. Now, coming to the pronunciation point of view, this is ja as you have in jump. This is jaw as you have in jaw or jar. Like any Tamil letter, these new letters also accept the vowels and take up the markers. With this, we put E and this becomes G. The marker is the same, only you have to know where to draw it from. So this is G, as you have in gin or gym. The next letter is the long vowel E. You have to make a slight adjustment here and make it sound longer, as we did with all the double letters. So this is G, as you have in gene or G. The next vowel is U, and as with Tamil letters, this also has a certain element of guessing. That is to say, how to put the U marker and where. So they took up the position here, above the letter, extended a line and then circled it. You can't read it as ja, because ja has a separate marker for a. So this is ju, as you have in juvenile or judiciary. The next letter is U, and you have to elongate it. What do? We extend it above and bend it. It becomes U, as you have in June or July. Takes the next vowel A. For A, the marker is like this, you know that. So I put ja here and this becomes J, as you have in jet or jest. As you are already aware, the next vowel is A. And what do? We slightly change the marker which is put before the consonant. This is J, as you have it in jade or a proper noun, James.